So the first hakdama, this is not halacha l'maisa, this is not a halacha l'maisa shir. For the halacha l'maisa, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi, hopefully he'll be able to tell you what to do with this. I just want to learn through the sugya and see what we can understand, what the issues are that we're grappling with. And that's our goal, is to understand the sugya. Okay, so the starting point of the sugya, of course, is the Mishnah in Mikvos. In Mishnah Mikvos in Parakei, the page number one of the packet, says, Hazerchlin is Kamaya. So the Torah discusses two types of sources of bodies of water which can be used for tefillah. One of them is a mikvah, one of them is a mayan. A mayan is a spring where you have the waters coming out naturally out of the ground. So the mayan of the pasuk, as you picture that, it's not flowing away from there. It's basically just flowing, coming up, and then right, you have immediately right there the water goes back down. But that water is coming up from underground. You have a hot spring. It's not necessarily running anywhere. There's a pool of water right there, and that's it. That's the case of the mayan. So what would be if the water now overflows from that body and starts flowing down the road, starts flowing down the river, down the mountain? So it's starting out as a mayan, and now it's moving away. So it's a zeicha. It's flowing. So that's kosher. For the purpose of, for a mayan, that's considered, it's kosher, it's still considered a mayan. So zeichlin is kamayan. Even though it's flowing away from its original source, that has the same halacha of a mayan. Halacha of a mayan, the two halachas that a mayan has, over a mikvah, that A, it can be, it does not require 40 saw. You do not need 40 saw for a mayan. And B, it can be moving. A mikvah, by definition, means it's kavoy, it's gathered together, it's gathered, it has to be stationary. And if it's not stationary, it's not kosher. And a mayan, it can be moving. The Torah differentiates between a mayan, a mikvah and a mayan in regards to that certain things require specifically a mayan. A zov has to go to mikvah, when he has to retire himself, a zov must go to the mayan, he cannot use a mikvah. When a zov wants to retire himself. A zava, the Torah, neither a zava can go to a mikvah. There's one opinion of the Rishonim which says that a zava, one opinion, everybody else disagrees with him, that a zava needs a mayan. We don't pass him like that. But a zava, the Torah says, clearly needs a mayan. So that's a mayan. V'hanoitrim, if you have rainwater which is coming down, it's the drops of water coming down. Kemikvah has a lacha like a mikvah, that it must be stationary. So now we have the issue. We have this zeichel, this body of water which is flowing, which came from its own source. It's a mayan which is flowing, underground springs, etc. And now, Sharabal al Noitvin, the rainwater mixed in, or melting snow mixed in. So you have melting snow and rainwater and the original and the underground spring water all coming together. So if the majority is the original source water, the halacha is it's kosher. So the halacha is that it's kosher. Fine. So it's pretty clear in the Mishnah, if the majority is the other way around, if the majority is the rainwater, the or other sources of water which are not the original spring itself, so it's not kosher. So that's pretty clear in the Mishnah. Okay. So we think we know what to do. Comes page 3. Page 3. And the Mora says, it's a Gemara in the Dordim. Omer Rav, down towards it's marked up in the Gemara, down three lines on the bottom. Omer Rav, Mitra b'marava, if it rains in Eretz Yisrael, in the west, Sada Rabba Poras, the Pras River, the Euphrates River, testifies to such. So even though I'm in Bavel, and I say it hasn't rained in Bavel the last, 3 weeks, it hasn't rained in Bavel, but I see all this water coming in, you can tell when the water level is rising. You know why? Because there's rain happening in Eretz Yisrael. So, okay, that's what Rav says. The Ran, marked off in the Omer of Omer, Omer Rav, says, Mitra ben Rav said about Rav Poras. He explains, like he said, because you are in multiverse, the son made a love Poras, but above all, Shekol, Shu, Godel, but you do a Shabbish, Lo Yardik, Shamim Khan, Yardik, Shamim, Beretz Israel. So it's not raining here, it's raining over there. Vanaf Gamina, why is this relevant? Why do we need to know this? She also little boy, you cannot be terrible in this river. Rainwater cannot work when it's moving. Ella Bashbron has to be stationary. Clemmer the cover of a kaimi, it's stationary. And he brings a posit to that force, to that point. Okay, so that comes Rav and says, even though I don't see any rain over here, if I see the water increasing, I have to assume that there's rainwater adding somewhere else, and therefore I cannot use this river. That's what Rav says. Back in the Gemara. Upliga the Shmuel. The Gemara says, what Rav says disagrees with the statement of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Nara mikipe misborich. Whenever you see water increasing in the river, you assume it's coming from its underground sources. That's what you assume. Okay? So Dr. Rashbam, What does it mean? Mikipa misal, from the rock that it's underneath it. Klomer mimikar, from its source. Humiskal. Now, one second. What does that mean? So I know the river normally has X amount of water. I see it rain and it's doubled volume. So no, it's not the rainwater, it's the source. What happened? All of a sudden, Shalom Aleichem. So what happened? Shalom Aleichem. What happened? Like, it's raining and it increases. No, it's not the rain. You know, it's not the. Right, what does that mean? Afapi sha'anu rayim shekek shamim yardim naharas misarabim. Even though we see a fact of life that when it rains, rivers get bigger, you should know ikir ribuyin mimakarin hu. The main source of increase is from the underground sources. Can you read him a parak seder tanius? Every tevach's worth of rain which comes down from Shemayim, the underground waters, the tahaim, rises up to greet it twice as much. Tfachayim. So when you turn on the rain up above, water comes up from below, and it's double. So you're guaranteed to have a majority of source water over your rain water by definition, according to the Morantinus. So the original source water is always better than more than the Neutfin, which he said in the Mishnah is what you need. Okay. So according to Rav, you cannot use this river. According to Shmuel, you can use the river. What do you mean it's increased? The increase is from down below more than from up above. So the Gemara, back in the Gemara, that bottom line of the Gemara. Plega the Shmuel, there's a steer in Shmuel. Matter of fact, there's a steer in Shmuel himself. Shmuel seems to argue on himself. Damar Shmuel. And in my Matar Mezoichlin, page 4, Ela Paras Bimir Metisha Bovad. The only time you can use the rivers, the only time I suggest using the river, Shmuel says, is in Tishrei. For the rest of the year, don't use it. Why not? Why can't I use it the rest of the year? Because in the winter, it's raining. In the summer, when it's not raining, but you have the snows melting. As the summer comes, so there's snow melt which is coming into the river also. So I don't feel confident, Shmuel says, that you have a majority of the original source water till the end of the summer, before the rainy season starts, so there's no rain from the rainy season. The snow melt is finished, and it's all let itself flow out of the river, etc. So by the end of the summer, I feel confident that you can have the majority. Like somebody asked me, how do you know? Well, the answer, you don't really know. But I can feel confident by the end of the summer that everything is good. So the only time I suggest using a river is the end of the summer, and that's it. So that means Shmuel is not saying, we, based on what he said before, there's a Gemara in Tainus, whenever it raises over here, falls down from Shemayim, it joins from the bottom more. Because then what's the problem? You can do what you can, according to that first statement of Shmuel, I can use the mikvah in the middle of the rainy season. But as much as it rains, it increases more from below. And this Shmuel saying, no, that we're not relying on that. So what? Now you have a problem. I don't know what's the majority. Said, so don't use it. What about the snow? Don't use it either. Get the Tishrei, you can use it. So there seems to be a argument, two statements of Shmuel.
There's even more mock there seemingly than Rav.
Correct. Okay. Now, comes along, the more Savur, the Shmuel, Abba, the Hoy, the Mikvos, the Bante, B'yemi Nissen, Umavsi, B'yemi Tishrei. Shmuel's father, when he would take care of making sure that his daughters would go to the mikveh properly, so in Yemei Nissan he would make mikvahs. He would divert the water away from the river, cut off the connection, so now it's stationary water. That's what he would do. In Yemei Tishrei he felt no need to do that because the river is usable. But it's, you need sneis. He put up a curtain around them. He put up some type of a curtain around them. Allow them to allow them to have the sneis to go into the use the river to be tovel in the river. Okay. Now, so halacha lemaisa, we have one rav saying you cannot use the river unless you know that there's not a majority of rainwater. We have one statement of Shmuel saying the same. Other statement of Shmuel arguing. Who do we paskin like? So I have marked off in the run, it's towards the bottom, in bold letters, it's about 15 lines up from the bottom. Nimsa, the end of the, towards the end of the line. Nimsa Akshav, Lefi, Derech Zeh. No, I'm sorry. The run adds one more, the run brings in a second condition, which the Gemara does not necessarily say, but the run adds a second condition, which the Gemara does not necessarily say. So before we get involved in the halacha part, what's that? What's this other issue? So let's take a look. Let's see where the source of this issue is. Page 15. Turn to page 15. So this mishnah is a mishnah in Masechtas Parah. Parah talks about Parah Duma. So you take the Parah Duma, you reduce it to ash, you add it to Mayim Chayim, to spring water, and you use that to make the kosher water, which you can use to be matar people. It's called Mechatos, which matar people, which became Tumah with Tumas Meis. So the over there you need Mayim Chayim, you need spring water, fresh water coming out. So the Mishnah says, it's a Mishnah Tess, it's blocked off, I hope you can tell over there, in the second line in Mishnah Tess. So, Hamayim HaMechazin is Psulim, water which is Mechazeh, which means rivers which are springs which run dry. They're not reliable, they're Mechazeh, they promise you, and then they don't produce. They're not reliable. So if they dry out, they're called mechazin. They're possible that you cannot use them for the purpose of mayim chayim for poraduma. Elohen mayim mechazin. What's called mayim mechazin? Right? So it says, a mechazin echad b'shvua. Once every 7 years, if it dries out once every 7 years, that's called mechazin. If once every 7 years you see that the nature of this spring or river, which is from the spring, is dries out, you cannot use it for mechatos. Hamachazin bepulmasiyos ubishnei bitzorin sherim bihuda poisel. Let's say the reason why it ran out was because there was an army which came in, and the army drew tremendous amounts of water out of there, and they trampled on it, and they did who knows what over there, and the water ran out. Right? That doesn't make it possible. Bishnei Bitzorin, it's been years of drought, so the water runs out. That's also kosher. Tanakhama says, or even says even that is possible. So there's a concept called mechazin.
Wait, I'm sorry. In the event of drought, there's machlokes.
Correct. It says Bishnei Bitzorin. I'm not sure what's called Bishnei Bitzorin. How droughty is drought? You know. You have Chazal when we talk about Shnei Bitzorin, usually it was like a whole year's worth of drought. You're talking about not you know, it was a full season where there was no rain. Okay, so the Ron back on page 4. So the Ron says we have to add in the issue here of Mechazvin, because our goal is to consider the Samayan. So I say, okay, though the rainwater is not a problem, but if this river ever dries out. So I'm back to my problem that it's not a Mayan, like the Mishnah says over there. It's not a valid Mayan. Now, you have to know that the Rash and the Rosh both learn that's only halacha by Mechatos. For Poradum, it's not kosher. But for the purposes of giving a halacha of a Mayan that it can be moving, it's kosher. But the Ran does not learn like that. The Ran learns that if it's a Mechazev, it's not kosher as a Mayan. It must work as a mikvah. It cannot be moving. So if it ever dries out, once every 7 years, we'll see what that definition of that is. That's a problem. You cannot use it for tevila. You can't use it for tevila. Nimsa achshav lefi derech zeh shenaharis hamachazvin ein tevim behem klal. You cannot use rivers which if they ever dry out, you can never use them. Shalarlam chushin lehem lemek shomim havaf shor shlagim. It means they have a lochic status. We always have to be concerned that the source is mek shomim and havaf shor shlagim. We have to explain what those are. The large rivers, which don't have that issue, so the kol shu baki behen, v'yadei ikra hamshakosan, You know where the main flow, the normal flow is. B'yamei Tishrei, Teva Ben, B'yamei Tishrei. You know where it flows when there's no rainwater in there. It means I want to reduce my river down to its bare component, which is the source water, the Mayan water. So what's the path that it takes? Because Ron's going to address Ron addresses before the following question. So here I get down to the B'yamei Tishrei. The river is this wide. It's this wide, it's 2 feet wide. So that's, I know that's the means of the Mayan water is producing enough water to make a river which is 2 feet wide. Okay? Now it's, and I know where that is exactly. Now it's the middle of the winter. So according to Shmuel, we say there's no problem, the extra water is not a problem. Where is that true? Is that true? It's now 6 feet wide. There's two on this side, two on that side, and the two original. It says only in the two original. In the two original, which was Mayan water, I consume this more Mayan water still. The side things, which was only caused because of the rain coming down, I cannot use. And that's based on the Mishnah in Masechtas Mikvos. In a case where, had it not been for the rainwater, this area would not be full of water. And this area would not be full of water, that was produced because of rainwater, and it's moving. That's not acceptable. But I know where the main flow of the water was originally in Tishrei. I marked it off. I'm a good engineer, and I put a marker here and a marker here, so I know where that is. So I come back in the middle of the winter, and it's much further by. So I wait out to the middle of the river, and I'm toifel, myself or my keli, whatever it is. But I can't be toifel on the side, the Ron says. I cannot do that. So if I know where it flows in Tishrei, Tevel ben Kol Hashanah, I can use the rest of the year. Kol Shul Roya Shein Lochus Shein Yisrael Ben Noitzman Al Iker Hem Shechosim. Av Kol Shul Roya Mitech Rabbi Yosin Shein Yish Lochus Lekach. Furthermore, he passes not like Shmuel, not like the Shmuel which is Matar. But if I'm worried about that there's an increase of rainwater, Filo B'yer Mitishrei in Tevel Behem. That's... I can't be tied with it. Mishen Abokti Behem. I don't know. I'm not so familiar with this area. Kula, I get Tishrei for free, and that's it. Tishrei is for free. The rest of the year, I don't know. I can't play any games.
Rabbi
Dishmo
didn't consider himself a
Baki. Could be, or he felt it was a concern. Okay, so that is the Gemara. That's the Ran and the Gemara in the Dor. There's a similar Gemara in Bukharis. Which, if you turn to page 5, the Gemara basically is the exact same Gemara.
This assumes that the water doesn't mix.
They assume the water mixes. Correct. Assume
that the water doesn't mix.
No, assume the water mixes.
The central water, the 2 feet that you have a whole year, is Mayan water. And the water on the two sides is...
The way I understand it is, this is the mokum which was produced from the Mayan waters. Even if right now there's a mixture in there, that there I assume there's a revia. There's a majority of Mayan water. I don't necessarily feel that's not mixing at all. Okay, now come. You learn to turn the page. So the Ran in essence is not passing like Shmuel. He passes like Rav and the other opinion of Shmuel that I cannot rely on this majority of increase from below, but. The Tosfos over here in Becharis, all the way down at the bottom, the second last line, the page 5. In a minor term, Zayaklin, Pirsha Ben Otam, Betshuva, Hamaskelis, Mishirov, Umapil, Echalolim. The Alvagav, that's the name of the Tshuva. The Alvagav, the Shmuel, Vavua, Dalvi, Mekvos, Biyam, and Nisr, and Rav, the Ramitra, and Rav, Kamim, Bechachi. So you have one opinion of Shmuel. You have Shmuel's father, and you have Rav, all saying it's not acceptable. Lekaimel and Hachi. We don't paskin like that. Elikid either to Shmuel. We pass in like the other opinion of Shmuel, which says, "Damer Nara Mikibim Mivardach." We pass in like the Shmuel, which is Mekel, that the majority comes from below. We can always assume that. Any time of the year, no problems, everything is fine. So that's the Rebbeinu Tam Paskin. So we have the Rebbeinu Tam passing like that, and we have the Ran before said not like that. Okay, skip down. You see where the arrow is pointing on the side, just to make it easier for you to find. The comes Rebbeinu Tam and says, "I have a second argument." I have a second argument why this should be acceptable. Because there's a concept of bittul. So if I have a large container of heter and something falls in which is isser, it's bottle. Right? So why don't I say when the rainwater falls into my Mayan water, it becomes bottle to the Mayan water. Let's say that's such a concept of bittel. So male, it's bottle, becomes like it's Mayan water. Just like when Isser falls in the heter, bittel allows me to eat the whole thing, me to rice, I'm allowed to eat the whole thing. So, do the same thing with this rainwater falling in. Let it become bottle in the Mayan water.
So that's called, no matter how much rainwater falls.
We're going to get there. Now, but the problem is that it didn't fall in one time. It keeps falling in. Every drop comes down. But there's a constant halacha called kama kama bottle. Each thing, as it falls in, becomes bottle. So the Rebbe Tam says, "Oy, Pirush Rebbe Tam, the ikul meimer min adin kama kama bottle. We should apply the rule of kama kama. Each thing as the first one comes in and becomes bottle. Now the next one comes in. It's now the first one which is coming in because so it's also bottle. And the next one is also the first one coming. Each one should come bottle as they come in. I feel the divrei Rav of the Shmuel. Even like Rav and Shmuel, there's a min arayis and ikur adin. There's a din of kama kama bottle. Machrim they maris ha'ayin." People don't know that. They're not so lamdun. They see the guy poured rain, and the guy said, well, you can be terrible and rain. If I have a totally only rainwater source, and it's flowing, I'm going to say it's good, because I saw the rabbi said you can be terrible in this river full of all this rainwater. They don't understand. Over there, there's a halachic svara bittul. They don't understand that. But Mikra didn't. So everybody agrees, Mikra didn't, the Rebbe Tam, that Shmuel is right. But Gemara says, in Titus, Nar Mekim, that's a Metzius. What's the argument? Do we make it Zera Drabonon? That's what the Reynolds Tom says. Now then he skips down. Now the Tosfos responds. So it's a time the Kamakal Bottle law you're talking. It's not correct. Why? It's a Kamakal Bottle doesn't work when the new item which is coming in ends up being the majority. So one piece falls in his bottle, second falls in his bottle. At some point in time, they add up to mean the majority. Then you don't say they're not bottle anymore. The bittle only works as long as they remain the minority. It doesn't work when eventually it becomes the majority. So if what we're worried about over here is it becoming the majority, so you can't apply kama kama bottle. So kama kama bottle will not apply over here. Okay, so that's an interesting halachic issue.
Does that mean, in between, with regard to rainwater, rain actually stopping?
Without hefsek. We didn't discuss hefsek yet. No. That's the next piece.
Okay.
Now, Tosfos Bakam also, Tosfos Bakam is actually discussing the lachas of klayim. So I have a situation where a person takes a klayim, takes a vegetable plant, in a flower pot, and he drops it down in a vineyard. Not a smart idea, okay? Right? So we say there's a din, right? So there's a whole plant there. It's already a developed plant. So now it grows a little bit in a state of Isser, of client. So I pull it out before I go any further, so there's a din bittel. The shear for bittel for client is 1 in 200. So if this plant has been growing for months and months and months, it's a nice sized plant, and I leave it there for 5 minutes, the amount that it grew by Isser a little bit, but it's bottle. Okay, so now it's bottle. Now you leave it there a little further, it's grew by Isser, but it's bottle. Right? So you should say that idea of kama kama bottle. Right? So Tosfos says no. Tosfos says, this is on page number 7. The kama kama batela, Tosfos says, you say kama kama batel, but dafka kshesh hefzik bein tayim. Kama kama batel only works if there's a pause. Of ama klayim the sermon be messiahim will arminin kol purta kishugadol misbatel. That we don't say batel because it's growing and growing. And there's no moment where it pauses. So if I'm pouring in this, or there's a big thing pouring in this, the first mount which fell in was bottle, and the second mount which fell in was bottle. We don't say that because it's one big pouring, right? But if it fell in, then it stopped. So then it's shy of the idea of kama kama bottle. Okay. He says, and therefore he says, the Hodam Perk Basa the Vodazora, Hamari Yain Nesek Mechavis Labor, Phil Kol Yam Kula Kama Kama Bottle. That's what the Gemara uses that phrase. The Mordechai Bar Azara says the person pours Yain Nesach into this large vat, its bottle. He poured some, he stopped, poured, he stopped.
What is the logic of Hafsek Beratayim?
Because the bittel takes effect at that moment.
There's no, at one time it's no good. If it's continuously, it wouldn't be good.
Correct, because there's no moment where the bittel is effective yet. It's still coming in. If there's no interruption, we pass like this. Is it a chemical bottle needs an interruption? So the rainwater, theoretically, that might work. It might not work. The person discussed that because, I mean, there's this moment of interruption between each drip, right? So how constant is called constant, or how long is an interruption is called an interruption? That's a question. But that's really a side issue. We're not going to go with that approach. Okay, comes along the Rashba. I want to point out the Rashba says, point out two things over here. The Rashba points out this halacha that a rainwater moving zchila is a deraisa issue. It's not a derabanan issue. So the Rashba Tarsabai says, page number 8, we meet the nechah shem and nishper habor milamata manasa zechel to a subic deraisa. The Rashba's point is, he wants to point out that his issue is, if I have a very, very minute crack in my mikvah, and water is flowing out very, very, very slowly. It's not obvious, not visible. Is that a kosher or not? So that's Makolikas and Aloha. We're machmer on that. But the Rashi Rashi does that where we're makel. He needs only Zechirla and Nikaris. He says, otherwise, why don't I say every mikvah? Maybe that's happening, but you can't see it. But it's a subject of Raisa, so you have to be machmer. It must be that we're not worried about something which is not obvious. That's his point. But he says clearly that the din of Zechirla is a deraisa. So we're dealing with an issue which is the raisa. It has to be visible. Okay, and therefore, since it's a question of the raisa, so he says, anytime with any doubt, you cannot be sovik, you have to be machmer. So anytime you have any question, what's the majority? You must be machmer. Because it's sovik the raisa. And that's how we pass. We're passing like this rash. Comes along the Chumash Hadeshin. The Chumash Hadeshin says, the Maisa, we see women using the mikvah. But the minute was women were using the mikvah. So how can you use the mikvah? I don't understand. It's a suffix deraisa. The Reino Tam says it's okay. But the majority of posts can pass not like the Reino Tam.
They're using the river.
Right? So how can they use the river? What did I say?
Mikvah.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Right, they're using the river to be tovel. And we all know the story about the bubble, broke the ice, to be tovel in the river, right? So it means they use the river. Well, what are you doing using the river? You can't use the river, right? It says, I don't understand. Pshat, but how are yours? Some kaimas noigam and noshim litzvob in the horus koloshona vein rechem yadam. V'lama lo nechash l'divrei kama goinim. The poskut the chashin l'riyas and noitvim l'zeichlin. Can also latvila so they had died bekaris. It's a chiv karis. You know, it's shalus deraisus. Chiv karis. What's going on? How they use the river? So setshuva yirad minadin ha yilana lachar shlibadav. We should be machmer. The garden b'kamaya b'sroi sriel luluchumer b'zu. They all agree. The early garden, the later garden, the Rambam, Hashem the Rebbeinu Chananel, b'sroi the Maram, the Ben Rami Rutenberg, the Shiri, the Rosh, kulam pasuk kavu the Shmuel, kinyan the Shmuel. That were machmer. So why should we do? Then he says that the smag, there's a ruah, they all are machmer. So what's going on? So what's the pshat? So he says we're going to have to say the reason why they're makel is simply because they had no other option. There was simply a small group of people living in this small town. They didn't have the ability to make a mikvah. So traveling to the next city, imagine in medieval Germany, traveling to the next town was fraught with danger. So you were makel at the rental time. You didn't have another option. If you weren't going to be makel, the results might be worse. Now, then he raises another question on page 12. So he said that. Mechazrin is a problem. So let's define Mechazrin. So he's also going to be concerned about Mechazrin, the term of Sedeshin. Besud Mordechai, Kazim B'Shem HaRamban, the correct Yerusha should be the Re'im. The Sarach Loss is Levim, and the Har Kotlin called Kach, Shim Hoya Kazeh, and the Har Bet Sil, She'enak Shem and Mitzuyim Shem, Hoya Mechazrin Hamachas B'Shavua. Yeshlach HaShem Bo'el Revi'is Nitron Lozeh. Sok the Mordechai, in the name of the Re'im, that, let's define Mechazrin. Mechazrin is not kosher. So what's Mechazrin? It dries out once in every 7 years. That was a measure given in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there was a dry season every year. It didn't rain for 5-6 months. And still the shear which the Mishnah gave was once every 7 years. So I'm a lucky guy because I don't live in Eretz Yisrael and it rains constantly. That doesn't solve our problem. Raining is not going to solve our problem because rain isn't what makes it mutter. It's the source water which makes it mutter. So I have to, if I'm dealing with such a small river that had just had such a river in Eretz Yisrael, it would dry out once in 7 years. It's not kosher. The fact that I live in France is not going to solve my problem. Because I have to use the shear the Chazal gave based on what would be, they're saying this thing dries out once in 7 years. We are concerned, like the Ron said, that the source is not really a mayan, but it's collected water coming from somewhere else. That's what we're concerned about. So why shouldn't we be concerned about over here when the fact that it's constantly raining, what does it help me? So that's three paskins. That's even true like the Ben Otam. That you said that the comes up to greed is only a river which doesn't dry out. But a river dries out. You see, it's not true. It's not coming up to greed. Okay? We see in our own where we live, if it's a very sunny summer with not a lot of rain. The mission is once every 7 years, and we see it sometimes it dries out. But at the end of the summer, it dries out. So listen, okay. So what are we going to do? We're being makel. There's 1, 2, 3 Jews in the town. They don't have a way to make mikvahs. We are Shirshan al Naharish, and there's rivers there. So if we don't use the river, we end up with probably something worse. So we're making out of it on time. But about that's not a good way to go. So how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch paskins like this. Shulchan Aruch 13. So I'm not going to do the whole sif. Let's bracket it off where we see where the arrow is pointing in towards the Shulchan Aruch. We can't rely on the water from below is coming to greet the water from above. See, Paskins like the Rav, the Vua, the Shmuel, and the other Shmuel. We can't use a river. Comes the Ramo on page 14. So like this, that's correct. That's what we should be doing. We should be machmir on this issue. We should not use rivers. And then he has to skip the bracket, the parentheses. There's some opinion which says it's permitted. That's the Rebbeinu Tam. Some opinion which says it's permitted. That's the Rebbeinu Tam. Even during the rainy season, when the snow is melting, and there's so much rainwater coming in. No, the majority comes from down below. The minhag was a place where mikvah was unavailable. They used the rivers. So a person who would rely on that opinion in that such a place, they want to rely on. So we cannot stop them. So the Rebbeinu Tam is not the Ramah is not giving the Rebbeinu Tam a thumbs up. He's saying, listen, if there's no mikveh there, people which instead of stepping to the next town, you rely on the Rebbeinu Tam and use the mikveh, they want to rely on. But about if there's an option of a mikveh, there's no option. You cannot and you should not be using the river.
So to rely on Rav Yishmael's Nakel position about 2 times the water above.
Right, they're relying on that in a situation where the mikveh is not available and the schlep to the next town will be very difficult. So that's the only place we're going to rely on using a river. But anytime a mikvah is available, we should not do so. miyu. Yesh li zora milito benor hamisav legamri al yedek shamas. Someone says totally rainwater. Uchang shum and poisik legamri. When the rain stops, eventually it stops. Albi sheshar naharis shayfkan lesoichay b'shasik shamim. Even though there's other waters pouring into it, which makes it be a river, but something which is a mechazeh, you cannot rely on it. So the Gra, if you look at the Gra and say, cut in your test, the Bira Gra, he says that this is the Ran. The Ran says, even with the Ben Tam, if it's a mechazeh, you cannot use it. In your test, it's in the first wide line of the Bira Gra. Haran ben Adarim Shom, the less lekalerim abahu mekipim mevorach. You can't say mekipim mevorach. It's something which is mechazev. So comes along the Chazon Ish, on page 16. He says, do we pass? Why is the Ramah passing like the Ran? I told you that the Rash said it's not the Mishnah. That's halacha specifically by mechatas. Okay. So why is he passing like the Ran? Why is the remote doing that? Just furthermore, we have to address a very important question. Right? So what are our two sources that we're dealing with? We're dealing with a Mayan and we're dealing with rainwater. What about runoff? Okay, so runoff, if it's runoff, right? Direct runoff, no problem. We know what direct runoff is. Direct runoff is rainwater. So what's a Mayan? It's water out of the ground. Where'd that water come from? So, in verse, put X amount of water on the ground to start with, but it's not there. It's 6,000, almost 6,000 years since then. There's a cycle. The cycle might take 300 years, might take 400 years, but it's a cycle. So, eventually, we recycle our rainwater and make it into Mayan water. So, we need to know when. What point in time does it change from being rainwater to being Mayan water? That's a very important question. So, the Chazon Ish says like this. That's shot in the rock. The Ran was worried about Mechazev. The Divrei Haran. It's in page 16. It's the first line underlines. You see it's coming out of the ground. We see it's mamash coming out of the ground. We are concerned. So the Ran says, the Chazon Ish says, the Ran holds, I don't know, I'm not sure if this is called water which seeped down into the ground, and now it's flowing laterally from where it seeped down to this place, and that's what the source is. Or this is Mayan water. He doesn't give it a clear definition of what Mayan is. But he says the fact that water went down, that's coming out of the ground, does not necessarily mean it's a Mayan. Because maybe that's just rainwater, which is moving now, there gide hakarka, you know, there's the gate is a vein. There's places where water could flow underground, which is allowing this water to come down, go down 8 feet, 10 feet, and then flow along some underground place into my river. So it looks like it's source water to me. Looks like it's mine water to me. Is it the Ramban? No. So how do I know? I know it's mechaziv or not. So the test is, well, if it looks like it's coming out of the ground, so it's coming out of the ground, it's its own independent source, so why should the fact that there's a drought affect it? Right? So the fact that it's mechazev once in 7 years is indicative of the Ran, so that means, so the Ran gave me a shear, in a certain sense. So if the water which I'm getting from is independent enough and deep enough that it's not going to dry out once in 7 years, so then I assume that's Mayan water. Given that, I have to assume that. So here's, I mean, we're giving a shear in time. So it's not a question of depth. It's not a question of how independent is it. So if it's dependent on rainwater, so it means the Ran says if the rainwater goes down and it collects and it moves sideways into my thing, and it took a year that to happen. So it means if it's dry for a year, I won't have any rainwater anymore. That's not a valid rain river. That's considered rainwater still. That's how the Ran, because he's just understanding the Ran. It's a fascinating question.
This also explains why there's a limit on the ones to 7 years, why it's not if it ever dries out.
Right. Listen, at some point in time, you could say it penetrates the effect, well, it penetrates deep enough, and effect, it means right, we do agree rainwater eventually becomes Mayan water.
Right.
So we're giving a shear. So Lazal gave us a shear according to the Ran. He says, So then he says a fascinating thing. That's the Ra. But near the beginning of the next paragraph, they disagree. This is Alach and Mayim Chaim, the Karn, the Rash, and the Rosh. But near the Karn, and the Dinah, Karash, the Rosh, the Rabim Nino. The Rash and the Rosh are the Roy, against, their majority against the Ran. So why should we mock like the Ran? Aye, the Ramah. The Ramah is some of the case where Mamish, it's not a question it went down, it came out again. It's clear, it's just straight runoff. That's what the Ramah is talking about. And 3 days after it stops raining, there's no river. It's a wadi, you know, something like that. That's what the Ramah is talking about. Since the Gros didn't say that. The Gros said that the source for the Ran, the Ramah, was the Ran. The Gros didn't learn like me. So what's shot in the Gros? All right, so that's what he says at the beginning of the paragraph. And I showed you the Trumas Esher brings the Mordecai says it also in the name of the Re'eim. So he says at the end of the day that he recants and he says that we are passing like the Ran, and you have the Re'eim like the Ran. So therefore, like I said before, he suggests maybe a second shot on the Ran, but he raises this question, and I don't think I'm not aware, in my ignorance, of a clear resolution on this question when exactly it happens. The way I've heard somebody suggest, and again, I don't think they're going with this Chazanish. So somebody suggests the following: water table water. Right. So, I have a lake. What's a lake? You know, the average case of the lake is there's water table, and eventually my ground dips down far enough that it goes that area goes below the water table. So the water there, water comes out. That's considered a mine, like most places. So a well in Halakha, a well. What's a well? The well is you dug down far enough to get to the water table. So the well in Halakha, like most places, is considered a mine. There's one opinion, not like that. Say if you can. Going back to me, I mentioned this as an aside. There's one opinion which tells us that a zava needs a mayan. We don't pass on that, but there's one opinion that a zava needs a mayan. Our women are considered like a zava nowadays. When a woman goes to the mikvah, she's going as a mikvah as a zava, not as a nida. So she needs a mayan according to one opinion. So only be machmer. So there is available in New York there are mayan mikvahs. What's a mayan mikvah? It's based on a well. So they dug down into where they hit the water table, and it's a well. And of course, water table rises and goes up and goes down. So they've adjusted for that fact that there's more steps and there's different platforms, so they can go lower or higher. It's a whole system which they have developed to address this issue of using that. That's assuming that a water table is a mayan, which most posts can hold like that. That's true. I just want to tell you that one of the foremost authorities on mikveh in America is against this process. He feels that there are other problems with it, that they gained this one opinion, but they've lost a lot of other things. So he does not advise you to use them. So if you ever thought about being machmer on it, you know, for a man, that's your business, but for your wife, don't do that. But let's assume that that water table water, that well is a mayan. So if the water goes down and it just seeps down, and before it reaches the water table, there's some easy place for it to flow. It means over here, civilly, the water table is higher than usual.
It's called interflow.
What's it called?
It's called interflow.
Interflow, okay, thank you. Right? So that's not a mine, that's rainwater still. That's what the Chazanish should say. That everybody agrees with. But once it reaches the water table, that water goes down far enough that it's reached where you have your water table, where that's the level of water underground. That is not Mayan water. That's what the Poskim, some Poskim suggest. Which is not the shear that the Chazanish gives. He gives us this Mechazav. He's saying the Ran is taking that much further. So that's the question, how to understand this. It's an important question. The relevancy, obviously, if you want to talk about using a river, we need to answer this question. Because even telling the river, it's not directly runoff. I mean, obviously, there is a certain amount of runoff which comes in. And we're not machmer. We're not accepting the Rebbeinu Tam. We're being machmer. Because we have a mikveh available. Right? Maybe it's not as easily available, but they said once in the mikveh, you shouldn't be using the river. So that was the psak of the Ramah. He's talking about the case of a woman, but Tefillas Kalim requires the same halacha as that for Tefillas Kalim. The Raisa requires the same thing as a woman. It's not a chi of kores, it's a mitzvah tasei, but it requires the same halacha, midaraisa, it's a chi of tefillah deraisa, on metal. Glass is the Rabbanan, metal is the Raisa. There's a machlokes poskim. The Torah lists six metals. In Parshas Matos, By Mechemes Midyan, the Torah lists six metals and says they must, they need tevilu. Which is kosher for anita. A mikvah which is kosher for anita, you tie all the keli. Torah lists six things: zav, kesef, nechashes, bedil, forest, etc. Torah lists six of them. What are the other matter? What are aluminum? That's a machloikus. Is that the rice of the rabbanim? So, but what once we assume, so we're not relying on the Rebbeinu Tam. So what are we going to say? We're going to say, well, it hasn't rained for quite some time, so this is not the runoff anymore. This is the actual source water. Where's the source water? From the water table. Or it's from the interflow. All right, so that's our question. That's a very important question, because what is that? Is that, if it's interflow, so that's not kosher. Thank you for that word. All right, so that's not kosher, because that's still rainwater. All right? If it gets down to the water table, so now we have this Chazanisha saying that the grua passes like the Ran. At the end of the day, he comes passes like the Ran. He gives an alternate shot in the Ran, but he raises this question, which is a difficult question to understand. Where do we understand, at what point in time does it change its status? That's an interesting question, which I don't have a clear resolution on that. So, again, you can ask your local Orthodox rabbi what to do with Maisa, and I'm local Orthodox, but I'm not your local Orthodox rabbi. As I've said before, but that's the sugya. So we have the Rebbeinu Tam, which is used very much for Shas Atzchak. As a matter of fact, the stories you have about using the river, you know, your Yalta Baba using the river, were very rare, because you look in the Poskim already by 1600 already, they started using wells. They started making well. They started building a mikvah and gathering water, such as very difficult. But they had wells. Every city had wells, so they would use wells. They would make mikvahs based on the well concept. It was a very common thing in Europe. A lot of poets can talk about it. Buddha talks about it. Other ones talk about it. It's a very common thing.
How would the water flow if they had a well? How would they get the water to flow? Because it has to be... I thought if it's a well, it has to be flowing.
No, it doesn't have to be flowing. It's Kabbal Kharma stationary is mutter. It's a leniency that flowing is accepted. You don't have to have movement. So it's stationary, it's for sure good. So at that point in time, it was very, you know, everybody said, well, that's a great idea, let's just dig a well, and we'll make it large enough the woman can go down, you know, and be toivel. So that's what they did. So the rivers were like very much b'shas atchak. Yeah?
So if you had a lake or a dam that affected it at all, or you could say, well, it's still flowing somewhere, you got a little bit flowing, a little flow.
If you have a dam and there's if you have a spillway, so you have flow. I mean, there's a current. There's something going somewhere. That's called zeichlin. So, if you have like they have this pond, you know, just gathered water just sitting there, you know, that theoretically should be okay. But you have. So if I go into my backyard and I dig out a hole, I line it with concrete so that it's not going anywhere, and I, you know, use the right type of concrete, which is doesn't let the water. And it rains, and I have, that's fine. But you know, after a while, you're not going to be terrible on that for other reasons. After a day or two, you know, after a few times, it's going to start getting pretty dirty, etc. But if I find a lake somewhere, I don't know what story. I don't know how much is it stationary? Does it have underground sources? Is it rainwater coming in? Is there a corps of engineers supporting this lake because it's good for good? There's a Maisa Shahoy, which happened in the Catskills. I had this conversation with somebody. A person called me up. Last summer, two summers ago, they're in a bungalow colony. They have no mikvah. Why are you supposed to go to the mikvah Friday night? So the closest mikvah is, you know, 20 minutes away, down, you know, in City X, Swan Lake, I think it was. They have a mikvah. So what are you supposed to do? You're not going to 20 minutes by car. So the rabbi over there says they can use the lake there. I said, I'm not letting you be terrible in a lake. I don't know anything about this lake. I'm not letting you be terrible in this lake. Later on, I spoke to somebody. He said, "Listen, he told me I don't know about this lake specifically, but he knows there was a story in the Catskills with an issue with the lake. They did some research. It turned out that the city, the lake was having problems with water source, so the city was running city water to support the lake because it was good for tourism. You know, it was boating, fishing, etc. And they were stocking it, etc. And city water—that's Maim Shuvim. That's a whole new. It's pipes bringing it in there. So you have a
bottle.
What?"
And they put in the Maim Shuvim to the lake. doesn't it become bottle?
I don't know. It depends what they came from. It's not coming on top. It's coming from below. I don't know what was there first. You know, if it's a major headache, you might have a problem of the rice or the rabbanan. It might be. You know, that's it. I don't know what the story of this lake is. I don't know what's supporting it. So you want to tell me you go to Lake Erie? You want to tell me you go to Lake Michigan? I understand. Right? We don't question what it is. That's not my question. You know, you're talking about, you know, Lake Hujikaji in town, you know, somewhere in the Catskills. I'm not touching that. So there was different solutions how to deal with the problem, but I'd be very hesitant to tell somebody to use a lake. I got this phone call. He's went fishing trip. He forgot to take along a good knife. So he went into the town and picked up a knife. Well, he has to double a knife. Well, there's a lake. You fished. It means you fished in something, right? Can he double the knife in the lake? That was his question. I don't know. I don't think about this lake. You know. So that's the question, which I don't have. You know, there's so many factors you'd want to know before I would be confident saying yes. I can't tell you for sure it's not good. You've been a Tom. You have. You know. But if I'm worried about Mayim Shuvim, you know, city water coming through pipes. I don't know. All bets are off. You know. Niagara Falls is diverted and controlled and stopped and started. You know. The Cabo Carbon, they can do anything to any lake they want. You know. If it's worth it for them.
Why am I worried about world over here? If I have both kinds of water mixed together, why don't I just have the water I need and the other water I don't care about?
It's an interesting question, and I don't have a good answer. Why? What, you know, this din of roy, but I see from the Rashi, but the Rashi says it's a suffolk deraisa. Means we have to be kaveh of what this water is, and we have to. It becomes a body, and we define the body of whatever it is. It's either A or B, and it gets, well, I have what I need. Like, you know, I have enough Mayan water, and that's okay. I have to define in it, and then the Gittur Raman says, some Rishonim say, but in its original place, that might, I don't necessarily need the Roiv, because that's its place. So it gets the Cheshivas of being there first. So it becomes a Cheshivas of that. So it comes into, it seems to be there's a requirement of defining it. I'm not sure why that's so. And you see, the Mishnah says that the Roiv, some Rishonim say that it's only in the spread out, in the original source, you don't need that. It's all grappling with this question of the definition, but there is a definition issue. How they knew that, I'm not sure.